Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Devin.
Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're all right.
What's up?
So I'm trying to get some help on maybe calling somebody to get a second date. I know you guys do that sometimes. Basically, we met online, agreed to meet at Applebee's, and we thought, you know, to make things easier, we'd meet at the bar and, you know, go from there. So when I got there, there was she was there at the bar already, and I went and sat down next to her and started talking to her, and she seemed a little confused, but she wasn't, you know, really saying much. And then about 15, 20 minutes later, you know, she had finished her drink and she just left. I haven't heard anything from her since then.
So how long did this whole thing happen?
Like, at most 20 minutes, at most.
And she was rude to you?
She was really, really quiet. I had to, like, ask her questions to, like, even get her to talk to me.
What'd you say her name was?
I don't think you did.
Dana. Her name was Dana, yeah.
Should we give Dana a call, Nancy, see if we can't figure out what happened?
Yeah, because I'm kind of curious about this. I mean, you agreed to go out, and then she bolts after 20... You can't even find out you hate somebody in 20 minutes, right?
I mean, maybe she didn't like what I look like.
Oh, I don't think that.
That can't be it, Devin.
I mean, I can't think of anything else.
Well, give us about 10 minutes, and we'll give her a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Devin, I'm just kind of curious. Okay, she leaves after 20 minutes. You probably just want some answers. I think I would, too. I mean, not necessarily want to go out again, but be like, what did you do?
Yeah, I'm mostly trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
But she won't respond.
So well, let's give her a call.
All right, be real quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, good morning. Is this Dana?
This is.
Hi, Dana. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Who's this?
This is Nancy.
And this is Woody. We're from K99.1 FM.
Okay.
That's okay. She's not familiar. We're the country music station here in the Miami Valley.
No, I love your station.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, we do something every day on the show called Second Date Update, where people have already gone out once, and then they, for some reason, something happened, then they call Woody and me thinking we can help them go out again.
I know that. It's at, what, like 7:42? I'm kind of scared now that the phone rang. What's going on?
Well, we're glad you answered our phone call.
Right, because apparently you're not answering any of Devin's.
Yeah.
What? Devin called you?
Yeah.
I cannot believe he called you. He stood me up. Why would he call you?
What?
He Wait. Stood you up?
He said...
We were supposed to go...
I went there.
Hello?
That's Devin. Who? That's Devin.
He wants to solve this.
Come on in, Devin.
Yeah. But, so yeah, I was there, and we sat and talked for like 15 minutes, and you just left.
What are you talking about? No, I sat at the bar by myself for like an hour, hour and a half, waiting for you, and you never showed up. So... I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah.
What bar? Which bar, you guys?
Applebee's.
Is that right, Devin?
Yeah, Applebee's on Saturday at 7:30.
No, on Friday. Our date. Wait. Our date was on
no,
Friday.
No, you said Saturday.
No, look at your text messages. It was Friday.
Oh no.
Check your phone right now. Check your phone right now, Devin.
Go look and see if it does say.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Oh, it says Saturday.
Does it?
Or Friday?
It says Saturday.
Who are you talking to at a bar?
She's talking to some random chick. She's like, who's this weirdo?
She kind of looks like Dana. Let's go sit with her.
Yeah, I went in and... You know, I thought that was you there at the bar. I went and sat next to her and started talking. Like I said, she wouldn't talk to me. I had to, like, ask her, like, probing questions for her even to, like, say anything to me.
You know what is sad, Dana? Devin thought that it was because you didn't like how he looked. You didn't even know what he looked like.
I know what he looks like at this point. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just to be clear, the date was supposed to be on a Friday, correct?
Yeah, it says Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, I love this.
I'm sorry for standing you up. I would never do that.
Okay, so
hopefully we can like go on a first date.
Exactly. And this is what we can do for you since you've never technically went on a first date. How about if we help out with that, Woody?
Yeah, we could send you out in the company limo and maybe pay for dinner this time with a $150 gift card, right, Nancy?
Right. Or you can just, you know, go back to Applebee's, the scene of the crime, you know, if you want to, just to get to know each other. Yeah. Now you're both going to have to put this down in your Outlook or something at the same time.
Yeah. We'll definitely make sure to set a date and time.
What do you think, Dana?
Yeah. I'm down. That's kind of hilarious. Yeah. No, I'm glad. I really did want to meet you, Devin. So sure.
Yeah. I had a good time talking to you online.
In a limo, sounds great.
Oh, great. Sure. And they're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We pay for everything.
You got it.
And just to be clear, I'd like to apologize to whatever woman I was hitting on at Applebee's that day. I didn't mean to creep you out. Just a misunderstanding. Hopefully I didn't make you leave.
Aww. Now I guess you understand her confusion, though, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.